from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All righty, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time, you ask, we answer. AMA, not with Richie today. Jody Mack in for John today. Great to have you with us here. As, AMA is brought to us by Busch Auto Group. Shop a wide selection of Nissans, Infinities, and hundreds of pre-owned vehicles. BushAutoGroup.com. Philly rides with us. All right, Wechter.
Yes,
in for
good morning.
It's like everyone's off here today. We got no Riga. We got no Seltzer. We got no Richie. But the Mac man... Caney, the Hammer,
yep,
and Wechter, we're holding down the
floor. I'm the weakest link, yep.
Well.
Anyway.
Joe, we got Macman here.
Right? I know.
That goes without saying. I mean, if anybody's the Juan Bell of this team.
He's keeping
Joe,
us all.
Remember how bad Juan Bell was?
Terrible.
He was horrible. He was horrible. All right. Joe, what questions?
All right. First one goes to Jody Mack. What's your favorite WIP moment of all time?
Ooh.
Wow.
WIP moment. Damn, I only got about 176 of them. I got to pick one.
1,000. 176,000.
You know what? And this is going to sound like I'm sucking up.
Mm-hmm.
When they put me together with Glenn McNamara, I had no idea if it was going to work or not. We did a lot of this when Glenn took his retirement last month. I didn't necessarily want or need to work with a partner. I'd never done a show with a partner before. And then the first show I did with Mac now, I said, damn, this is going to be good because he works harder than I do. And I think I work pretty hard. There's a lot of prep. I'm good to go. Every show starts. He was with me every single step, if not in front of me. So I knew that I was going to have a nice run with Glenn after my
first
show.
Did you just say every single start? Are you like applying baseball starting pitchers?
Sure.
Like, did you actually just say, I think I'm good to go every single start?
Devin,
is he a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball?
It sounds like it.
I'm good to go every start.
That's a good, it's a good way to
think about it. What, do you ice your arm or something?
I suck it up and report every single show every single day.
I post.
Nick Castellanos got nothing on me.
Cal Ripken, look out. All right, Joe, keep going.
All right, next one goes for the entire group there. Other than Joe.
By the way, that wasn't really a moment for what it's worth. That was a concept.
The moment they finally
The first show I ever did.
That's fair.
Their eyes matched up.
Joe, go ahead.
Other than Jalen Hurts, who is the second most important player for this Eagles season?
Ooh.
Jeez. So
for me, that one's easy.
Who?
A.J. Brown.
Here's where I disagree with that. He's probably the next best player. He's probably the best player on the team. I view the next most. Was the question important player, Joe?
Yes, second most important.
See, I view important as like swing factor guy. Season could go up or season could go down based on whether he delivers or not. I think of a guy like Bryce Huff, maybe. Like, I know what I'm getting from A.J. Brown. As long as he doesn't get hurt, he's going to catch 100 passes for 1,400 yards and 10 touchdowns. The question is Bryce Huff a 6-sack guy, a 12-sack guy? Can he stop the run? Can he get more? You know, like, that's – I lean, Devin, what would you say for second most important player on the team?
I don't know. I just
whatever
went through,
your criteria
like, five different players in my brain. I started with Cam Jurgens. I think I'm going to go Saquon Barkley, though. Like, I think if he goes off and if he stays healthy throughout the whole season and plays the way that we hope he plays, he can be a massive impact on this offense.
If he can do a Christian McCaffrey thing, that's huge.
Yeah, and he can alleviate the pressure on the defense because I'm still very unsure about the defense.
Yep, that's reasonable. All right, Joe, let's do one more.
Okay, Jody, what was it like to have the hammer as your producer 20 years ago?
He was actually a pretty good producer. And it pains me to admit this, but he was a pretty damn good producer.
Thank you, sir.
I sucked up and had Jordan me for a second time. After I worked with him a first time, I was stupid enough to request him for a second time. But no, Hammer was a pretty damn good producer.
Can you just, I mean, I appreciate that. That's kind. Can you take the word pretty out of that? Can you say I was a good producer or a damn? Why does it got to be a pretty good producer? What is this? What am I, seven-hole
hitter? Yeah, you were a pretty good producer.
Seven-hole hitter?
I'm guessing he didn't call himself the Hammer back
then.
No, he wasn't the Hammer back then.
That nickname came about later.
All right, and with that AMA, we shut it down.
Ask Me Anything with Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie.
All right, Jody Mack in for John today. Great to be with you as we broadcast from training camp. The entire broadcast today, and we've done a lot of these shows from camp off-season, preseason, whatever the heck you call this. We broadcast from the NovaCare Complex. It's all driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to HitchRV.com. All right, a lot on the fills after last night. Look, last night's game was not a disaster. Now, the eighth inning was a disaster. The slide backwards has not been good. The bats last night were bad, and Alvarado was horrible. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Drew. He's calling from Westchester. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, folks. Can you hear me okay? I'm on vacation. I'm walking
Yeah.
down the beach.
Just tell the wind. Just tell the wind to quiet down a little bit. What'd you say you're on vacation? What did Devin, what did he say? That
he
you
said
were...
it was a flex. He said he's on vacation. Where are you, Drew?
I'm in the Hamptons on a baby moon with my wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fancy.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, yeah.
Unfortunately, the Phillies tried to bring the vibes down a little bit last night. Yeah, I wanted to rant about Alvarado just for like a couple seconds here. You know, Ken yesterday said something about how he thinks the town is too easy on Rob Thompson, and I agree with him, but I think we, I think it's similar to Alvarado. I think because we were so excited to be in the World Series, we just kind of looked past the home run he gave up to Yordan a couple years ago. And I think there's a real chance that, like he gives me some, like, James Bradbury, like, 2023 vibes right now, where he just seems like he might be cooked. Two of the guys who he walked last night have on-base percentages below 300. They're not known for plate discipline. They don't walk. So that's just really frustrating to see him do that last night, because I think if that's a one-run game, it's a different ninth inning. And the Phillies, we saw them hit some balls hard. Yeah. The Phillies maybe score in the ninth inning there.
Well, especially if you score one run. Let's say the Phillies score one run in the ninth, and then that Alvarado third run given up in the eighth is why you lose.
Yeah, it's just like I
mean, it didn't happen, but I'm saying it could have happened. And look, Drew, I'll say this. I don't know if Bradbury's – I don't think Bradbury's the right thing to equate Alvarado to, because Bradbury was about age. I don't think Alvarado is. What Alvarado's doing is why Tampa Bay got rid of him 4 or 5 years ago. He just couldn't throw strikes. Now, I'm not saying it's get rid of him time at all. I'm not saying that. I will say this, though. You know, when I project toward the playoffs and I answer yes to our Twitter poll, am I worried about the Phillies? Alvarado is a prime reason why I'm worried, because for 2 years, 2.5 years, he had been outstanding. And right now, I mean, it's rough, man.
Yeah, he's a huge concern. And just like a bigger picture point, Joe, I don't know if you've looked at the Brewers' upcoming schedule at all, but it's pretty soft. They don't play another team in like a playoff spot right now for another 3 weeks. So I'm definitely concerned about losing that two seed. Like, we can try to spin it as like, oh, the teams that have had the buys don't do well, but I think it'd be a real backbreaker to think the entire season you're going to get the bye and not get the bye.
Well, so you know what, Drew, you know what it reminds me a little bit of? It's a different way to get there, because I think the Phillies are still going to win the division. It's reminding me a little bit of the Mets 2 years ago, who the whole season they thought, until, you know, mid-September, that they had a division locked up and therefore a bye locked up. But when the Braves caught them, even though the Mets had won 100 games, the Mets suddenly had to play in the wild card round, and they were out in, what, Jody, two days or three days?
Beat by the Padres.
Was it 2 days or 3 days?
Padres were the ones who jumped up and beat them. Yeah. I don't remember if it was 2 or 3.
But bottom line is, the whole postseason thing for them was over in either 2 or 3 days. That's my concern, Drew. I mean, I'm telling you, the Brewers and Dodgers catching the Phillies is not good.
No, that's a good reference. I've done a lot of scoreboard watching with the Brewers, and like, they just don't really lose. I think they might be on like a 5-game winning streak or have won.
Well, they lose when Shane Victorino hits a grand slam, but unfortunately, the Flying Hawaii not eligible right now. Drew, give me a great answer. Second, give me the best, second best of all time, a who or a what.
Yeah, I'm going to go fiction. I'm going to go with Dwight Schrute in The Office, who was
right.
Michael Scott.
So he's the second best Office character? Is that the answer?
He's like the best number two. He's like the sidekick to the main character.
Okay, sidekick to the main character. I mean, if you go TV shows, holy mackerel, that's a whole – I mean, and that's all on the table. Everything's on the table. So, again, what we're asking for is – and this is an honor of Phil Donahue, who may or may not actually be – the best number two of all time, behind Oprah as the number one daytime talk show host. But the question is, of everyone who's not the best, who's the best at being second best? 215-592-9494. Coming up, we're going to get to Elliot Shore Parks and what he put out on social media yesterday about Jalen Hurts' training camp performance yesterday. Plus, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., that's at 7:45. Your phone calls on everything, including and primarily related to last night's Phillies game, another loss, 2 in a row. Joe DeCamera, it's the Mac Man in for John today from training camp on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, you know, I've been a patient of PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both sensational at what they do. Both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the Teeth in a Day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. I strongly encourage you to get yourself to PI Dental Center, whether it's for year-to-year maintenance, and that's the category I've always been in and certainly hope to stay in. You know, never had a major issue with my teeth. So certainly PI Dental Center can do that for you on an annual basis, take care of you. But if you've got a big problem right now, maybe it goes back to childhood, something you've always wanted to get resolved, or more recently an accident, a fall, you got banged up, and you need a big-time solution, know the PI Dental Center. They can provide that solution for you. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com, to request your new patient evaluation.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.